and welcome to the Italian Laws Podcast. Today I've got with me Victoria Jane, who is in connection with the Dragon Energy. And this
yes,
is so interesting because I didn't even know this would exist. So I'm very, very happy that Victoria is on today. Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm really delighted to be here today.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that we connected on Facebook together. It's really nice. We talked before and there was a whole new world opening for me. And I think let's just start with, what is Dragon Energy?
Well, so many people have experienced Reiki energy in the way in the past. Reiki is very on point energy. People understand it. Dragon energy was something that came around at the same time as Reiki energy. People spoke about it. It's from the Eastern culture with dragon energy. But dragons nowadays mean something different. When we speak about dragon energy, we're speaking about elemental energy like air, earth, water, fire. That's really what we're speaking about. And then we have different subgroups of dragons as well. And dragons even have their own Draco magic branch of paganism, Wicca, all that sort of stuff. So there's many different levels to dragons these days. But what I like to do with my people is keep it really simple and make it fit into your everyday life, and I do a lot of healing work in that, as you know.
Yes. With them. Yes. Yeah. You're in touch with multiple dimensions as well.
Yes.
So we're talking about Fae, the Atlanteans, and dragons. And so for dragons, when you said it, that the energy itself come around Reiki energy, I did a bit of reading up about it and you pointed me in the direction of Diana Cooper as well. Yes. And she was saying something about 2012 that the portals opened to dragon energy.
Yes.
But I couldn't find much more. I didn't read her book or anything. I just looked on her website and some videos. Can you tell us what is with 2012? Because it's always been a mysterious year.
Yeah. 2012 was meant to be a great spiritual reset. It was meant to be the coming of New Earth, Utopia, all this stuff that a lot of spiritual people believed at the time. Some people said it would also be when the star seeds came back down and all this. But basically 2012 was meant to be a time that we'd see on a global scale, a huge ascension step forward, waking everyone, not just a few select few, but everyone up to 5D energy, which we now realize is not really possible. There's some people that are still asleep and they're going to stay asleep. And that's not really me being nasty. That's just fact of which you can pick up via any of these books and listen to many speakers out there speaking about this at this point in time. When we speak about dragons coming back, unicorn energy, Pegasus energy, Fae energy, Kitsune energy, all of these I deal with, we are really speaking about them coming back from the ancestral realms. So when we speak about astral travel, astral projection, meditation, hypnosis, we're all tapping into past life and ancestral realms and astral realms. So when we speak about portals being open, we're speaking about the energy is easier for us at this stage in our development to connect into. Dragons had this very bad rep through religion and through many other things that they were seen as evil and they were seen as wicked, and there was something wrong with you if you tapped into dragon energy. And this was even in magical spiritual communities 10 years ago, you wouldn't have dared talk about working with dragon energy.
Right.
You just wouldn't, because you would have been branded as a dark witch, a dark practitioner, and all this. Luckily, dragons are now being realized for the light beings that they are. Mm-hmm. They live in the same realm as angels, unicorns, Pegasus, ascended masters. They all work and integrate together all the time. And it's amazing to see what they can help people let go of. And you're speaking about deeply rooted traumas, mm-hmm. not just a row with the husband about, you know, leaving a toxic relationship, leaving a toxic marriage, going for a death in the family. These are all deep-seated things that really affect people to their core. But we're also speaking about childhood abuses, sexual abuse. We're speaking about shedding it, not just from this current lifetime, but through all past lifetimes that's been a theme. And so when people work with the dragon, they get woken up to a new level and they really get huge leaps come forward in their life. Massive, right. From careers to love life, you name it. If you're working with your team, what I always speak about is our dragon teams, you will get those results every single time.
Right. So you, how did you know you were in touch with the dragons? Like, how did you find out?
Well, for me, I woke up, if you like, with spiritual healing. I had hot healing hands at age 7. I tapped into spirit energy, and it was quite easy for me to discern what was spirit energy and what was a different sort of energy, because it was heavier. It was still nice, it was still light, but it had a heavier vibration to it. And it was really strong to me. And I was like, okay, this is different. I know what this is. This is like tapping into past relatives that have passed over. And not knowing them, not actually physically knowing them in this lifetime, seeing photos of them like 6 years later in photo books of family that I'd never seen before. So that energy was very easy for me to identify. But when I tapped into dragon energy the first time, I was like, this is really new. But it felt, it was happening when I was out in nature. I mean, you've got to remember at this age, I'm also still in my school years. So still in the playground at lunchtime and things like this. And feeling it when I was very outdoors, feeling it when I was connected into animal work. And I still had this thirst, and it was a thirst for learning about alternative ways, alternative healing ways. So it was aromatherapy, it was Chinese medicine, it was all these holistic treatments, and Reiki, of course, as well.
Yes.
So many different avenues. But for me to differentiate the two, it all fell into place, if you like, about 2014, 2015 for me, was that this was now dragon energy I had been tapping into all these years. And funny enough, that was the time I was pregnant with my daughter and just had her and just officially become a single mom. Everything just fell into place, and all the blinkers, like you say, like the rose-colored glasses just fell off, and you got to see it completely real. It was like a whole new world opening up for me.
But do you see them as like a projection screen?
If I'm working in a one-to-one session with someone, my first ability is I can always hear it clear audiently. I can hear it clearly each and every time I tap into the dragons. I always say my clairvoyance is there, but it's more like on the fritz. So it depends. If I get something, I know that's super important and I have to pass it on the way I see it. But for me, when I'm tapping into people's dragon divine patterns, I can see shapes, images. I can see this dragon coming forward saying, I need to work with them, especially if I'm doing dragon fire breath healing sessions. The fun thing for me with that is people book in, usually about 3 days before I'm due to have that appointment. Then I know the regulars I want to pull in. I have my regular healing dragons, which is like Blue Dragon from the Pleiades. We have Emerald Green Dragon and a few others that are major hard-hitting healers. So I want them in every healing session I do.
Okay.
But then I have other ones that will come in that are just signature for that person's needs right now. And I won't get to know that person's needs until I start talking to them about the first 5 minutes into the appointment. And then at that stage, I usually have a list of 6 or 7 dragons I know want to show up for this person.
Okay, so right.
It's really, so you do get the visual, but you get the audio and the visual constantly.
All together. And how do you know, like, what kind of dragon? Do they have different colors, or do they have different names? Do they look differently? Like, how can I visualize for myself?
They all have different colors. A lot of people go instantly into, okay, this is green dragon, it looks a green color to me. This is an orange dragon, so therefore it's associated with fire. I always teach my students like to feel into the actual energy of the dragon that you're working with. Don't get fixated in the color, because I think that's something with a lot of different modalities and a lot of different entities. If you get fixated in the color, you can automatically pick it up as being the wrong thing. So like, let me think of this one. Earth dragon, okay? Earth dragon is a dark brown dragon, looks like the earth. But you will also see thin blue threads running across its wings, legs, things like this, because the earth can't survive without water. So the water is constantly flowing through earth dragon to make it look and move about.
Ah, right. Okay. So it's not that, like, one, that's not one rule.
Basically. No, there's no one rule. You can't say this is there's so many different subsets of dragons. There's so many different branches. Like when we speak about elemental dragons, and that's what people think, dragons are an element, so therefore there is only fire, air, water, earth. No. All of them have their own little hybrid families as well. So we have air and water. Mm. We have earth and air. Earth and air is a great dragon, by the way. I love working with earth and air dragon because this dragon is all about balance. And especially if you're a healer, energy worker, light worker, anyone that does spiritual work. One problem that you hear again and again is, I can't stay grounded, I can't stay dialed up, it affects my energy levels so much, they're off balance all the time. Earth and air dragon is a brilliant dragon for these people, because if you have this dragon in your team, then they will help you keep your vibration high so you can tap in as much as you need to for your client's work, for your day-to-day life even, because if we're not balanced in our day-to-day life, then we are constantly battling tiredness, poor nutrition, and a whole heap of other stuff. But for these guys, they help us stay balanced, and by keeping us balanced, we stay in our manifestation powers better, easier, because we're keeping our vibration higher. But it's keeping us grounded so we can work through our day-to-day action steps. We work towards these big dreams as well. So it's that wonderful, perfect balance dragon for anyone that does spiritual work.
So the way it works is that you connect to the dragons, but you can help people with their own dragon team, because
yes,
most people, or does everyone have multiple dragons?
No, everyone has their own dragon team. But dragon teams, if you're thinking like, I'm sure a lot of people listening and yourself would know this, is we all have like a spirit guide team and we're meant to have different people representing different things for us. Mm. Dragon teams are massive. The smallest dragon team I've ever seen is 6. The largest dragon team I've ever personally seen is 29. Because some dragons work in clans. They work in bodies of 4 or 5. But other dragons prefer to work solo. So the higher up dimensionally they are, the more likely it is you're only going to be seeing 2 dragons, 1 dragon for certain ones. So dragons you will often see solo are your deep galactic blue dragon, omega dragon, alpha dragon, source dragon. They don't need to work with anyone else. They're so powerful. They're so big. But here's the thing. You don't want either of these, any of those 4 solo in your team for long, because as soon as they come into your team, you will have rapid change in your life. Anything that is no longer in alignment, is no longer fitting with you, these guys come in, they're going to push it all out of the way and bring you into a new chapter in your life. And they can be quite firm about this. It happens fast. It doesn't happen over a staggered period of time. It happens quickly. So when they come into your team, it's great to invite them in on a healing session or in a call where I'm doing connecting into different messages and things like that coming through for people. I'm clearing lots of trauma and lots of trapped emotions and health issues out of people's dragon divine patterns. But you don't want them hanging about. They're great. They'll come in. So when I do a reading for someone, I see these guys coming in or teaching someone how to connect in with their own team. I'm like, guys, ooh, this one's come up. Okay, so here's what's happening. You'll be experiencing this, this, and this in the next few days. And it's okay. Let it ride out. Let it run the course. This dragon will then step away and let the rest of your team come back in and smooth things out.
Wow, I feel like I'm probably one of those in my life, the end of 2019 until the end of 2020, constantly.
Yeah.
Because, for me, that was a crazy time. And things, like you said, things happened so fast, I couldn't keep up.
It becomes that knock-on effect, and then we keep going in this knock-on effect. Even once they've left us, we keep going because we're like, what happened? You just can't comprehend it in that mental level. So then you go a little bit into survival mode, which brings in a whole heap of other problems. And then we have to rebuild trust, and then we have to rebuild stability and everything else. So it has that knock-on effect if it happens too quickly and we're not really understanding why it's happened in the first place. If we get that understanding, then that has a very calming, smooth seas approach to it that just relaxes, and then we can just go, oh, I understand, and things fall into place again.
Right. Again, when you do a session with someone and you tap into their dragon team, can you communicate with their dragons. Can you, for example, say to the clan or this particular dragon, can you calm down for this human being? Or doesn't it work that way? Or
no, you can. You can call. If I wouldn't do that so much, if I'm doing a one-to-one session, I'm telling people, okay, these are the dragons that are currently in your team. You can work with this one by setting the intention to dream about them at night, work with them in a meditation. This dragon's better to interact with you during the daytime. This dragon's better to interact with you at the nighttime. You've got a specific issue, let's work on that issue with this dragon. We can break it down in stages. If I'm doing something like I really want to call into a certain dragon to hook in with a certain problem, then I'm going to get them in for something like I call a dragon laser focus session. When I go into the dragon divine pattern, and this is something that a lot of people that have a connection to elementals will have. If you've been fascinated by dragons or fae all your life, you might have a mix of dragon and fae lineage to you. And anyone that has that can have a dragon divine pattern. It's very unique to each individual. So I can do that. If you've been on my Instagram page, and I think you have seen a couple of like the dragon drop day videos I've done, where I've done a collective healing by tapping into the collective dragon divine pattern and things. I do that for backache and all these things.
Yeah.
But if I'm wanting a certain dragon to come forward to help a certain person with a certain situation, I'm going to infuse that dragon's energy into the dragon divine pattern. That's the quickest way for me to help that person. And then I'm going to teach them how they can work with that dragon and develop the relationship with that dragon, because it is a relationship you're developing. So you've got to have trust on both sides. But the dragons are very willing to trust us. They're not very scared or fearful of us, unlike Kitsu and certain types of fae that are nervous of us because we've done them a lot of wrongs in the past. But the dragons are very willing to step forward and work with us and trust us and help elevate us.
Okay. Can you also, sometimes is there like a mischievous dragon that comes in or
I not have really? Never met any. No. No. There's dragons that are misunderstood. Yes. I would say that. And there's dragons that can look quite intimidating to people.
Okay.
But there's never a mischievous dragon. There's never an ill-intentioned dragon. The only person that can make a dragon ill-intentioned is by the person that is connecting into them. So it's like every other bit of soulful healing, energy work that you do. It's the intentions behind your actions that make something good or bad. The dragons themselves are completely neutral. And the majority, I've never seen a negative dragon. So the majority of ones I've seen and worked with are all very positive and just want to help elevate people and ascend.
Okay, so it's actually very safe for people to come to you and that you help them out. They don't have to be scared for them, basically.
No, there's nothing to be scared of.
No.
It's very much like working with angels. It really is. There is nothing. It's not a scary energy. It's not an energy that you are downgrading yourself. A lot of people, when I first started out speaking about dragons, a lot of people said to me, oh, they're evil. I'm like, no, they're not. They're very misunderstood. Religion painted them this way to control. In a lot of cases, it was to control women. It was a lot of people dragons were seen as a way to control women who wanted to step into their independence, who wanted to be more free thinking, who wanted to own their sexuality and things. So you were seen as a dragon if you did all these things, and you were seen as too bossy, too outspoken and all this. Mm. And then any woman, because women are naturally into tuned in to moon cycles, earth cycles, all these things, and dragons are tuned into the same energy. So therefore, a woman could do it. It was evil and it was connected to this.
Ah, right. Yes, yeah, that makes total sense. And you'd still have people, because I've been telling my friends I was going to talk to you, and this for me, it's super interesting because I'm discovering all kinds of spirituality. And I think it's brilliant that people like you have such a different connection with realms that people like me don't understand and didn't even know about. And some of my friends, not all of them are spiritual, especially who are not spiritual, were still a bit, they were skeptical. Like, what is that? How would I, or how can you explain to the people who are still skeptical, who don't really know what to do with it? What can you say how it can help them?
basically. How it can help them.
Yeah.
First of all, you've got to be open-minded. That's the first thing. You can't, if you're not willing to learn or willing to listen, you're never going to take on any new information. So I never take it to heart when people say to me, oh, I don't believe in that. It's fine. You don't. It's probably a case of you, if you don't feel that stirring something at your heart core, then you're probably not my ideal connection, the person I'm going to network with the best. So for me personally, I don't take anything too hard with that at all. It's just normal life. I mean, I still have family members that if they heard this, they would think, what the heck is she speaking about? Because they have no clue.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Exactly. That's okay. Yeah. Definitely. It's with everything spiritual, isn't it? I think of it. And all of my episodes, there is always someone who's like, I don't understand it.
Yes. So I'm okay if people don't understand what I'm about. But does it always help? Yes, it always helps. If they are open to learning, I'm open to teaching. I think the way I always try and break this down initially is like saying, okay, give me a task in your life right now that you want to work on that is super important to you. And I did a funny video on this many years ago called I Have a Dragon for That. And this is literally what I did is I spoke to everyone on a one-to-one basis. I had a big thread in a group and I just said, okay, name that thing. Okay, this is the dragon you should be working with. One of the dragons that has helped myself, so many clients during this pandemic time, during this craziness, has been Black Dragon. Black Dragon is this huge, massive, fantastic, comforting energy who helps us, shields us from the negative heavy energies of the collective, then everyone that is going around you fearful, allows you to meditate, allows you to reflect, allows you to transform in the peace and quiet of his presence. And you still get those day-to-day things. This is a dragon that if you've had a major operation in your life or a major health issue and you are still recovering, work with this dragon because he will help you get through those day-to-day tasks that you really need to get done. Because life doesn't stop. If you're ill, if you're recovering, life still goes on and you still need to push yourself at different stages and then you need to back off. So it's that very to and fro. So this dragon is perfect for people that are recovering from operations and is trying to get that balance back into their lives as they heal and regenerate. So that's just one example. If I've got someone that is suffering and they know they've got keep going back to the bad ex-boyfriend, shall we say, the one that's got all the toxic behaviors. We really like him, but we really know he's not good for us. He's not the ideal individual. Then, okay, let's work with Fire Dragon. Let's burn up those cores. Let's remove the soul obstacles that's in the way. Let's propel you forward and find your passion, not just the passion for the person, but find your passion within yourself. And then that attracts the person that was really meant for you because they see you lit up.
Right. Yeah. So it's always... people can always try. They can always come to you, check out your website, which I will put in the descriptions as well. Yeah. And then be open about it. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now there are some,
and I always have my let's talk for people to just come forward and talk to me, ask me a few questions. I always say to people as well, because a lot of the work I do is really deep, I'm always like, for goodness sake, if you have something that comes up, you've had strange dreams, you've had a panic attack, you've had something, please reach out to me because I'm not one of these people that abandons people after a session. It's like, okay, if you get to me and I've just done a session with you, like say in the last 48 hours, that's why my connection to your team's still jumping up. It's not going to be hard work for me to tap back in and see what's going on. But I want, you know, after that, it gets a little bit more hard for me to jump right back into the middle of a session that was done, say, a week ago or something like that.
Right.
So it becomes a bit of a, I will help. I'm always there. And it's something I teach my students. They know they can reach me on Messenger. They know they can reach me in different ways. But if they're having an individual problem and they might not see something that jumps out to them as obvious of, yes, that's my solution. That's what I need to book. That's what I need to go do. They've always got the option of just hitting just talk button on my profile and I'll just ease in because I want people to get the right fit of something that works for them. I don't want to sell one particular item. I want them to just get the best experience that fits that need at that time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, because I could see, well, on your website, which I'll put in the description, the Intuitive Listener, you yeah. have about 1,000 things that you do. Like so many things, like I said before, and like you said, you can tap into so many different realms.
Yes.
And when a client comes to you for the first time and they say, oh, I want to have my dragon energy, but you would feel maybe the fae are better, would you tell them?
Yes.
To say, listen, completely. I Absolutely. Can feel that, you know, I know you're interested in this, but I think this is better yes. for you. Yeah.
Yes, I would absolutely do that for someone, because especially if they're like, oh, I've heard you do dragon work, that's great. I'm really not sure about tapping into my dragon team, but I've always had a passion for dragons. My next follow-up question to that is, well, have you always just felt a passion for dragons only, or have you felt a passion for dragons, dragon, and fae as you grew up? Did the two of you interest you as a child? Did you have a more of a deeper connection in childhood to unicorn energy? And a lot of people that have done inner child work will say, oh, yes, I completely have. I've fallen back in love with fae in recent years and things like that. And say, okay, well, let's look. Here's some fae packages, or here's some fae calls that I work on. This is what I do, because some of the things I do, if you see something like the blessings, the anchorings on my site, then that is like a shamanic journey that I take people on and work on a certain topic, if you like, that's going to help them across many areas of their lives.
Yes.
So I play around with different things all the time, but the purpose is to always evolve and heal and transform.
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot of energy. Do you get overwhelmed by all the realms that you tapped into sometimes? Do you feel like,
if I'm not a good girl and I don't do my morning routine of degunking my energy field, protecting my energy, drinking enough water during the sessions that I run and after the sessions, and if I don't rest enough, then yes, I can get overwhelmed. Yes, I can get tired. It can be hard to push myself up and dial my energy back down. But that comes from a lot of spiritual awareness and knowing my levels. Like, I love running dragon laser focus sessions. I see the biggest results with them. Mm-hmm. But trying to do three back-to-back in one night, that is going to knock me down for a few days. It's possible. Do I want to do it? Not really. So it's knowing how to space my appointments out. It's knowing what my limit is, truly, that's not going to knock me off for all my other clients as well.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Because it takes a lot of energy to be in connection with other
realms. A lot of it falls down to self-awareness, self-discipline, yes. And self-care. That's what it really all falls back down to. Yeah. So I always focus on my self-care and focus on my energy field. So it's not just important for me to ground it down. I've got to focus on clearing it and clearing any damage to my energy field that I've sustained during a session, or blowback of a person's trauma or echo something. I've got to make sure I don't take that on.
Yes, exactly. And another thing that really caught my attention is the realm of Lemurian.
Yes.
I have some Lemurian crystals, and they're so powerful. Like, the first time I received them, I could not even touch them because they're very powerful. So I let them be for a good 2 or 3 weeks before I started to work with them. And then also I saw something about Lemurian dragons.
Yeah.
And I was, something inside of me sparked like, hey, hang on a minute, what is this going on? So what is the difference between Lemurian dragons and other dragons?
Well, what you'll notice first things is Atlantis, all these places like Atlantis, Lemuria, Avalon, all have moved into astral realm places, places that we work with. Elementals were very well expected, but each one had its own set of dragons. And each one often had its own set of dragon fae as well, which was something that wasn't even spoken about until mid-2000 by Lucy Cavendish. No one had heard about dragon fae up until that point. Both of them have different subcultures. For me, I have a fantastic mentor, Dora Rodriguez. She's wonderful. She is the queen of Lemuria. right? Well, some would call me the Queen of the Dragons. She's very much the Queen of Lemuria. So she works with this very playful Lemurian dragons. Well, my dragons, the elemental dragons, the Atlantean dragons, Avalor dragons that I work with, and the Dragon Fae, of course, they're much more serious. When I work with them, they have a more serious approach, and they're like, okay, well, I tap into Lemurian dragon energy. It's playful. It's very energetic, but it moves super fast. It's like watching dragons racing around a racetrack, basically. Formula One speed dragons, if you like. So when they're quizzing about my living room, I'm like, okay, guys, calm down. What do you want? What do you need? Can we have a conversation kind of thing? Well, my guys stroll in and go like, I can usually tell when they're excited about something because they're like literally can't, they're like that restless child syndrome. They can't stay physically still. And it's like, okay, well, if you go tell me, I know it's big. So share what's coming up for this person or even for myself. And it's like, okay, what are you holding back on? But the Lemurian dragons move. They move super, super fast. I mean, I'm probably not the best one to talk about them. And honestly, I would recommend you to speak to Dora Rodriguez because she is amazing.
I want to know more about this. Yeah, because it's a very, it's been a very powerful, well, do we call it a myth, Lemuria and Atlantis, or do we call it?
I think it's called, the nicest way to put it, like a legend.
A legend.
It is a legend, and it is something that a lot of people, and I have to include myself because I have had, since working with my dragon team, I've had Atlantis and Lemurian and soul memories come back up to life and seeing different points. And even when I was running an Atlantean reading with someone not so long ago, she was into the chamber, one of these healing chambers. And I was like, yeah, but you're not a healer. And I could see her walking around this chamber. And I learned a whole series of steps about how this chamber would have worked that I didn't know before. Like how there was someone that came and cleaned it in between each session. And there was a, like literally what this lady was like a feng shui master positioning everything to the right note to make sure everything was in the right position to enhance the energy of that room. And there'd be another two people that came into the room after that before the healer and the client or the priestess and the client, the person they were working on, walked into the room finally with the final two people.
Wow. Yes, it's different. They're all different levels as well. All different vibrations, legends. Well, it's incredible to me. I love this.
Yeah.
But so back to the dragons, actually. Everyone who opens up their mind be in touch with their own dragon team?
Yes.
Can they learn?
They can, like, if you're in contact, some people need help. That's just, some people can do it literally by buying an oracle card. And for me, I connect into dragon energy or whatever energy I'm working with via my oracle cards. But that's very unique for me because I can touch the card and it becomes a portal. And I can literally pull that dragon forward and really speak to them. I don't need to memorize the card. I don't need to memorize the booklet. I don't need to look at the pictures. I just need to touch it and it becomes a portal, that gateway energy for me to work with. Well, other people might find a meditation, a guided journey meditation. And those are things I do as well for people. I do them privately and just general ones as well that can help anyone. Some people find that is the first contact. That is the first point. It makes it easier for them to tap into this is how dragon energy feels. And then they can take it to the next level of, okay, I'm ready to meet my team. And they'll sit down and they'll meditate and they'll see maybe two or three dragons come forward to them. But they might not understand what they're saying. They might not understand fully what this dragon wants to work with them with because they haven't got that nurture connection built yet. So that's when sometimes someone like me comes in, or they go off and read books like on Dan Cooper and many more, or they go to some of these fantastic dragon shamanic artists out there, go to someone that does dragon Reiki. There's lots of different ways they can pull in and connect if they have the willingness to learn and the open heart and the open mind. Because if you're closed-minded, you're never going to see beyond what's in front of your face.
No, that's 100%. Yeah, that's with everything, isn't it? Even with the spirit realm, with the Akashic records, with evolutionary astrology,
all of it,
Reiki, all of it. If you stay, well, we call as a, in the spiritual world, we call it stay asleep. When, like you said before, when you mentioned it earlier, when people stay asleep, that's all. Yeah, and how do people connect with you on those groups?
If anyone wants to reach out to me or connect with me in any way, then my business is called The Intuitive Listener, because obviously my main thing I do, as I said, my clairaudience is my superpower, if you like. That's my main thing. So I'll say I connect far better into elemental energy. So The Intuitive Listener was born so I could tap into people's, understand what people weren't really saying to their needs, and tap into their teams to help them find that common ground and that communication between each other. So if you type in The Intuitive Listener,
I will put all of Victoria's details in the description as well, The Intuitive Listener, where you can find all her abilities that she can do, all the channels that she can tap into, which is a lot of them. Well, thank you so much for your time, Victoria. And I hope you speak soon, because I think there's a lot more to talk about of the things that you can do.
Oh, yes. There's so many different realms. I mean, this was just very much just one diving in a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you so much and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. And it's been fantastic talking to you tonight.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Kali Love Podcast. Next week, I'm talking to Kerry Palmer about following guidance. See you then.